B-Pod Studios.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Now, on the line with us is a dear friend. Now, he's leaving our area. He has been a staple in this area for 40 years. I mean, my God, he was an amazing player, an amazing broadcaster, an amazing man, friend. I adore him. He's one of the great people you'll ever encounter. And quite frankly, I'm sad. He's leaving. And I want to wish him the proper goodbye. Joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline, our dear friend, the Godfather, Vi Sekahema.
You called me the Godfather for years. I'm starting to believe it. No, man, it's a bittersweet day. No, it hasn't been. I started laughing. You said, "Has he been here 40 years?" It probably just feels like it for people who have watching me on TV. It's only been not quite 30. I came here in 1992, and in fact, I thought of something when you were mentioning, you know, how long I've been here. The very first time I came to Philadelphia for the Eagles, I've been coming here since my senior year in college. We came and played Temple from BYU.
Wow.
And then I came, I was drafted to the Cardinals, so I came every year to the vet and played into Eagles, right? But the very first time I came to play when the Eagles brought me in to work out for them, the guy was driving, he was in a town car, he was driving from the airport to the facility at the vet. And when we got to the, when we got near, we were driving along 95 and I'm looking at the river and I said to him, "So, you know, what river is that?" And he says to me, "Delaware." And then we get to the bridge, Walt Whitman, and I said, "Where's that bridge go to?" And the guy says to me, "It goes to New Jersey." And I said, "New Jersey? New Jersey is here?" I thought New Jersey was like near Kansas. He goes, "No, dude, New Jersey's right over that bridge." I thought the guy, you know, I know the guy was smiling as, you know, I was sitting in the back seat and I couldn't quite see his face, but he's probably thinking, "This is dope that we just picked up here is going to come play for the Eagles." He doesn't even know where New Jersey is. And I ended up living in New Jersey for the last, you know, almost 30 years now. So good memories, man.
Oh, my God, Vi. I mean, I close my eyes and I think about my buddy and I think about, you know, whether you're punching a goalpost. I think about the big hugs. I think about, you know, you doing the sports, then the news. I think about so many great memories. I think about your, you know, just your perch in the community. You know, you're a great man. Let me just tell people.
No,
you are, dude. You're a great, great man, and you're a guy that people look up to in this town.
You're awfully kind, man. And, you know, you and I have a. You know, it's funny as you're rattling off the things that you remember. You know what I remember? One of the things that I remember about you is you're the one guy who could talk me into doing the haka on the air, and I would do it. But then we went and did a remote. I think it was. Do you remind me where that remote was? We did someplace. And I got a cousin who was in town.
Yeah, I love him. Yes.
And we busted out the haka in a restaurant someplace and scared half the patrons.
Oh, and, classic.
Those are the kinds of memories I have because, you know, it takes a Philly guy like that to go, "Hey, dude, I need you to come through." And then I think the Philly in me has said, "You know what? I happen to have a cousin in town, man. You want to bring him? You want me to have him swing by here? I think he's in a hotel. You can just swing by here and we can do the haka together and that'd be even better." And we did it for you and it was hilarious. But, you know, so many memories. And doing the show with you, you know, once a week I came in and, it was Baldy and it was so much fun. You know, you got a great show. Your footprint in this community is unmatched, Ant, and I love you, man. Gave me a chance to come do some radio and just have fun and sit and hang out. It wasn't even a show so much as it was just, you know, four guys sitting around and, you know, talking nonsense all day, and it was just hilarious.
How about people bring this up to me a lot, and this was awesome when you did the prayer for Carson.
Man,
oh.
I'm sometimes taken back by, you know, part of the fun of your show was the unexpected twists and turns, because you turned to me at the moment, and it wasn't like something that we had planned. You said, "Vi, you're a man of faith. I think you should pray for Carson." And I said, like, you know, after the show, he goes, "No, like right now." I said, you said, "Actually, after the break, let me let people know what we're about to do." And I kind of caught me off guard. I said, "Wait a minute, you want me to pray on, like," I said, "you want me to pray on the air?" He goes, "Yeah, I want you to pray on the air. I want people to hear what, you know, and I hope Carson feel." I said, "You want to do it?" I said, "Yeah, I guess I'll do it. I had not done that before. I'm not a televangelist." But we did it, and then the response that came in from people, even now, you know, we're both public figures, so we see people all the time, but people bring it up to me all the time, and I was just taken back by that. But that's the beauty of who you are, Ant, is you have a feel, and you have your finger on the pulse of this city, and what resonates. And I think the beauty of it too, Ant, is that it's not fake. It's just who you are. It's just, you know, and because it's so organic, I think people respond to it, and people respond to you that way.
Well, you know, and it was only because of you. Because, listen, I do believe in the power of prayer. Like, I believe in that stuff, right? I do. I believe in a higher power, and you are a man of great faith, and I admire you. I do. I tell a lot of people. People that we talk about, and all the great works that you have done in this town. I mean, you know, it sucks with this friggin' COVID too.
Oh.
You know, and I think back to all every year when you do your fundraiser and your banquet and the whole town's there. I mean, that's amazing.
And this city, and only in this city do they just support you when they know that you're, you know, where your heart is. But you came to my first one, and we put on the luau. We didn't think, honestly, we didn't think 10 people would show up. We didn't think 10 people would show up. And it wasn't just 10 people, but it was like the heart and soul of this. It was Dick Vermeil, and, our boy, Sal Pal came and emceed it, and Baldy was there, and all my colleagues at NBC 10. And we raised enough money. I mean, it wasn't a ton of money, but it was a lot of money to me, and it was enough money that we were able to take care of kids. You know, by the way, I want to plug, you know, NBC 10 is devoting a half hour of airtime in prime time, 7:30 on Friday. It's a half hour devoted to my career and my life, and a lot of it is my work, off the field and off the air. But we highlight a kid named Ezra Ranko, who I met when he was 10 years old. And my foundation paid for his college education. He graduated from Bloomsburg University in August. And that's one of the proudest moments. You know, I was like, he's not my son. We got him adopted, but he feels like my son. And there's, hundreds of these kids. And, you know, you got two boys. So you know what it feels like as a father when you see somebody that graduates and is moving on and doing great things. And he's on a good path. When in reality, if not for getting adopted, this kid would be, you know, a number, and he might be literally a number at Graterford or, you know, somewhere else. Instead, he's got a college degree, and he's got a great life ahead of him, and he's going to do great things.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
So Friday night at 7:30, NBC.
Yep.
Let me tell you something, please, and do me a favor and give a yo to everybody at NBC 10 right now who are behind this thing, because I think it's a beautiful testimonial. I think it's people should watch this thing. This is awesome. And whoever's decision it was to do this, I laud them from the bottom of my heart.
Well, I think it starts at the top with the people at NBC, Rick Harris, our general manager, our news director, Angel Williams, who's moved on now in the company, Kathy Giroux, but my producer, Tina Stiklosa, produced it. But they came up with the idea, really, I think, because I think that the station wanted to celebrate my career, my life. I think they wanted to have a party, but they can't have a party. So they said, hey, how about we do we celebrate your career and we'll devote 30 minutes. And I responded, all right, let's do that. That's great. Nobody doesn't want to be honored. But I said, would you guys be okay if I also pushed our viewers to go, because we're doing a virtual fundraising event this year, and we'll push them to the fundraiser virtually. And they said, absolutely. So they're helping us do that. And they know what I do. And I'm trying to help kids as much as I can, just because I've been so blessed in my life. And I'm like you, man. We're poor kids who grew up, with nothing and made the most of our lives. And to the extent that we can, we have a responsibility to help kids out. And I've seen you do that with hundreds of kids who've come, wanted to be broadcasters or wanted to write. And you've helped out tons of kids, and I'm just trying to do my part, man. If I can help kids out,
you are amazing, and you're the one who grew up poor. I didn't. You grew up that way, and you grew up, and you always remembered your roots, your proud heritage. You know, dude, you're the man, brother. I mean, you're the man. And do me a favor, because before we get to the next chapter of your life. Yeah. I do want to ask you a couple things. What stands out, and let's go in order, when you come to Philadelphia to play and that team that you join, what stands out from that era beginning in 1992?
Well, most notably, the players that were here was unquestioned, the greatest group of, defensive players that I'd ever seen or been around, played against, played with, Seth Joyner, Reggie White, the great late Reggie White, Jerome Brown. It was just and the thing that was great about them was it wasn't just that they were great players. They were great guys off the field. I mean, the camaraderie in that team, those guys were in a bowling league. I don't know if you knew that. Those guys were in a bowling league in South Jersey. So you might draw them on a Monday night or Tuesday night, whenever they played. And you might have, Keith Byers, Keith Jackson, Seth, and they would be in the lane right next to you talking trash to you while they were, drinking beers and they were, throwing gutter balls. But that's what you might have. Those guys were just unbelievable. It was so fun to be here with those guys and be a part of that team. And the other thing, too, was just the fan base. I'd never been, I had played in Green Bay, and they follow the Packers there religiously, wherever you go, people know who you are, But the thing that was different about coming to Philadelphia was this. When I came here, the fan base was so different in that I would take my kids to the bus stop before I left for work in the morning. I would go there, and there were always like six or seven men with it. And I always thought, man, why aren't these guys at work? And I found out later that they deliberately went to school to work late because they told their bosses, we're coming in late because Vice Sikahem lives in our corner, and he brings his kids in. They just wanted to come and talk football. And I was amazed at how much people knew about my life, and they knew my wife's name, they knew my kids' names, they knew where we had been, where we had lived, and this was pre-internet, so these people did their homework here, man. People knew who you were, and I'm like a punt returner. I'm not even on the depth chart. So.
but when you hit the goalpost, man, that goes down in history. It's indelible. And that's one of the greatest things ever.
You know what's fun, too, is that it's almost been 30 years, and it still gets brought up. Like a couple of weeks ago when they played the Giants, you saw, Golden Tate you know, punch the goalpost.
Yeah.
And then it gets regurgitated again. Ah, nice to have a do that. you know, it was a spur of the moment thing, and it was kind of an homage to my father who trained me to fight, trained me to box, and I thought my dad would get a kick out of this, you know, the padding at Giant Stadium was blue, of course, and it just so happened that the bag that I used to train on just happened to be that same color blue, and so I dropped the ball, went over there, and I, you know, my dad's going to get a kick out of this. He's watching. I start digging left and right, and then it sort of created this legacy for me here in Philadelphia that I've not been able to shake. And to this day, I can walk down, you know, a lot of people recognize me in Philadelphia, but I can be in Atlanta walking down the corridor of the airport, and there'll be some guy in the bar who'll yell out, "Sick of him all!" And he'll get up and start, you know, shadow boxing. It happens everywhere I go, and I'm sometimes surprised at where I am, that there's, you know, where there's some guy from South Jersey or Philly who'll call me out and go, "Hey, Sick of him all!" You know, start punching the goalposts. It's just hilarious.
That's the greatest. Do me a favor, right? Because I can't just rush you off to say goodbye. You got to hold on, all right? I need 5 more minutes with you, all right? We got to take a quick break.
Okay.
I want to find out all about where you're going. I know where you're going with. You tell the people, you know, I want to talk about the family. I want you to get your final thoughts on the Eagles, and we need to do a proper goodbye to you, all right?
You're the best. I love you.
I love you. Hold on, my friend. Hold on, baby. Yep. You got it. We'll come back and, you know, a man like Vysek Ahmed deserves the proper send-off, man.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.